This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight. I don't know what to think. I've had power for four nights in a row. It's almost like I'm in the 21st century. This is Lock and Load. Yeah, I've just been remarking on my good luck for a change. But anyway, I think that if the media and the progressives were honest with themselves and the public, they would have to admit that the left has wanted a Charlottesville for a very long time. It's this, and if you look at the way they're going about this, what you're seeing is a perfect opportunity to battle alt-right white supremacist Nazis while furnishing a powerful optic to conflate racism when conservatism. So if I'm sitting out there and I'm saying, well, you know, I think we should let history decide whether Robert E. Lee's statue stands up, then I become a racist. If I'm white, I become a racist. If I'm a Republican, I become a racist. If I am voted for Trump, I am a racist. You know, it's lists, more lists. It's always lists. We're always trying to, it's identity politics. They're trying to have some more identity politics. Now, in his latest response to the riots, Trump tried to separate the term alt-right from the Nazis and white supremacists present at the Unite the Right rally. Leftists and liberals and Democrats and progressives and the media, and by the way, that's all one group, wanted these riots, and in keeping with their long-standing effort to control the national conversation, they want the Nazis and the white supremacists labeled as alt-right. And some conservatives, well, that's what they call themselves, have no problem with this. David French wrote in the National Review, which that should be called the Never Trump Review. But he wrote, when Trump carves away from the Nazis and distinguishes, or when he carves the alt-right away from the Nazis and distinguishes them from the neo-Confederates, he's doing exactly what they want. He's making them respectable. He's making them different. I got to disagree with that. Part of this entire exercise is their attempt to define the conversation. And it's all about the labels. That's how the leftists became liberals, became progressives in the first place. They want every description of Nazis and white supremacists to include the descriptor alt-right, because then anyone who defines himself as a man of the right can more easily be transformed into a Nazi for the benefit of the less informed. And the riots were not about a statue, and it was not about the alt-right. The Antifa, which is an umbrella term for different nominally anti-fascist groups, has been itching for a real fight for a long time. It was only a fun attacking Trump supporters for so long as they did in Seattle over the weekend, and their exposure in the press has been diminishing. So what's the point of rioting if you can't get your FaceTime on CNN? Now, you know, you can't let your identity be known because of potential criminal charges, but the mask takes care of that. Then you can tell your friends for years that you were there battling white oppression and fascism. You were Antifa. You were Black Lives Matter. Trump was right. While the racism of a white supremacist is a scourge on the morality of man, Antifa and Black Lives Matter are no better. They're merely acceptable progressive racism. And you out there across the fruited plain, you are being sold a lie. Charlottesville was a deliberate plan by the left to provoke a confrontation of such scale that all of America would notice and opinion would again break their way. That is, it's wrong, yes, but since progressives are on the side of all that is right and just, no depravity or moral turpitude is unacceptable in attaining their goal. And their goals are simple: universal liberal governance. Why do you think Virginia Governor Carpetbagger Terry McAuliffe, a Democrat, held back the many hundreds of state police troopers and National Guardsmen that were on site? Why do you think Charlottesville Mayor Michael Signer, another Democrat, ordered the more than 300 police officers on hand to stand down? ProPublica reported state police and National Guardsmen watched passively for hours as self-proclaimed Nazis engaged in street battles with counter-protesters. ProPublica reporter A.C. Thompson was on the scene and reports that the authorities turned the streets of the city over to the groups of militiamen armed with assault rifles. They did little to stop the bloodshed. Several times a group of assault rifle-toting militia members from New York State wearing body armor and desert camo played a more active role in breaking up fights. Without shooting anybody, by the way. So, in other words, despite a large and well-equipped police and trooper presence, law enforcement was ordered to do nothing, and the only people who made any effort to stop the rioting were a band of armed members from New York State attending the Unite the Right rally. Some Antifa were also armed, but they did nothing to halt confrontations. It would have been counterproductive. So is it the governor and mayor's contention that the more than 1,000 well-armed first responders wouldn't have been able to control what went on the streets of Charlottesville? I have a really hard time believing that. Everyone knows that if you want to stop a riot, you need to separate the two sides. Charles Ramsey, who's former head of both the District of Columbia and Philadelphia Police Department, said opposing sides at a protest need to be in sight and sound of each other, but the police have to be in between and not watching from the sidelines. Why do you think that at noon police were ordered to shut down the rally, methodically pushing the white supremacists and the Nazis out of the parks and onto the streets into the waiting arms of the leftist counter-demonstrators? Could it be that the progressives wanted the riots? Could it be they wanted the overreaction from the Nazis and the white supremacists that they couldn't get from the police in Ferguson and Baltimore? If you understand the riot was the goal, the reason why Democrat politicians held back the police and then used them to push the two sides together becomes clear. They weren't happening fast enough, nor were they bloody enough. And our progressive leaders wanted to make the evening news. Why aren't the questions asked that I'm asking? Why isn't this something the media is asking? Why is it they're no longer independent or impartial, and they're nothing more than a progressive stooge, as are Democrats like Signer and McAuliffe? Signer vowed, "I'm not going to make any bones about it. I place the blame for a lot of what we're seeing in America today right at the doorstep of the White House and the people around the president. And if he had to order his police to stand down and let the rioting proceed unabated in order for others to see this, he had no qualms about doing it. They knew that Antifa and BLM activists, as always, would get a pass. The media and the Democrats are the same. And BLM and Antifa are now nothing more than arms of the Democratic Party. And if you don't agree with the progressive nostrums or support all the leftist pay attention to me BS organizations, then they are racist, like the alt-right racists in Charlottesville, and need to be silenced. Their voice is violence, and violence of thought must be met with violence of deed. They believe that if anyone speaks or thinks wrongly, then they have the right to break his face, to silence not only his voice, but also his thoughts. The blood spilled is not nearly as hurtful as unsanctioned thought." That's not really a new thing from the left. They've always been violent, but in America they were tolerated because in this nation, everybody's always entitled to their own opinion. And for the most part, the violence was always perpetrated on the fringes. But today, the violent leftists were always outliers. Since Obama, that all changed. And they have moved really hard left. The Democrats wanted these riots. They wanted to fix America in their own way. And if blood had to be spilled, oh well, so be it. But they wanted these riots, and that blood that was spilled, that's on their hands. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I discovered something today. First of all, I discovered that I can do ventriloquism. Okay? Because I'm gonna quote a CNN commentator, Angela Ray. And while I'm doing it, you're not gonna be able to tell that I'm vomiting in my own mouth because I'm so hyper allergic to stupidity and racism coming from anybody. She said today, only those who are so-called woke are deserving of statues in American history. This was during a panel discussion with CNN's Kate Baldwin as we descend into chaos. And the chaos that we're descending into has more to do with what's being said now afterwards than what happened there. But let's use their vernacular just for right now, because I believe these were all leftists. If they were white nationalists involved in this, and if there were white supremacists, they were duped by a leftist, by Kessler. But, you know, they went through the so-called white nationalist, alt-right, Nazi neos, whatever they were. They went and got a permit to have an event. And the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter and all of the other little umbrella groups, spoiling for a fight, figured they could go there for this. Somehow or other, for some reason, they weren't allowed to photograph the emergency plan. There was a lot of things they weren't allowed to do. When the far left showed up, the skirmishes began. And then when it was all said and done, a white, you know, a schizophrenic kid drove into counter-demonstrators, killing one and injuring 19 others. Now, if a city wants to blight away local history, I'm of two minds about that. Do I cede to them local control, or do I say to them, wow, you're just like the Taliban. You're just like ISIS. I think a majority of America opposes the erasure of American history. But with Angela Rye's remarks, we now know that this is about removing anyone who they feel was terrible in our history. Washington owned slaves, he has to go. Jefferson owned slaves, he has to go. And then we can learn about the founding of our nation in classrooms, but by God, when you erect a statue to the man who founded the great country, that's crossing the line. Now, of course, that would lead to the conclusion coming that what Jefferson wrote, what Madison wrote, and all this other stuff couldn't be the Constitution. The fact that Washington owned slaves was indicative of the time, whether anybody likes that or not. That was indicative of the time. There are a great many people that thought this was something that people would grow out of, that slavery would go away, which of course it did. But that was the way it was. Sort of like it is the way it is today with iPhones. We have iPhones now. That's the way it is. Everybody's going to quote that tomorrow and go, that's a stupid... No, it is not a stupid comparison. This is the times we live in. Those were the times they lived in. The Daily Beast, John Avlin, got into a bit of an exchange with Angela Rye, who said Rye was feeding into the Trump White House's talking points on the matter. And Angela Rye said, George Washington was a slave owner, and we need to call slave owners out for what they are, whether we think they're protecting American freedom or not. He wasn't protecting my freedom. My ancestors weren't deemed human beings to him. So to me, I don't care if it's George Washington statue, or Thomas Jefferson statue, or Robert E. Lee statue. They all need to come down. She added that Americans need to teach other about these figures so we do not repeat history, because we are very close to repeating it right now. She said she wasn't feeding into white supremacy. She said she was calling out white supremacy for what it is. And she said, I'm not going to say it's okay for a Robert E. Lee, but not a George Washington statue. We need to call it what it is. But I'm not giving any deference to George Washington or Robert E. Lee. Slavery was a horrible institution. Part of our bloodiest war was to end all of that. And yet, those were the times that the Founding Fathers lived in and that founded this country. They drafted the documents that said our people were endowed with God-given rights from which this nation would be based upon, a totally revolutionary concept to the nations created around monarchies and ethnic groups and landed aristocracies of Europe. And this is just another instance of American progressives engaging in their favorite pastime, which is erasing American history and slamming our founding. So this isn't about Confederate monuments, which, by the way, are also part of American history. Our nation has had many low points, and we have gotten past them, and we have gotten better. And sure, more work needs to be done, but no one knew that statues existed. No one really cares. Yet now we have the legions of the politically correct poisoning our society. They want everything they feel triggered in American history to go. And as many have said about this group, there's no neutral party option. They will make you care. The removal of the Confederate statues is the back door to this nonsense. Washington was our first president, but we can't have statues. Jefferson founded the University of Virginia, but we can't have a statue. You're not going to go after Monticello or Mount Vernon. And if you do, you'll find out exactly how much off the rails you've gone, and this train wreck will turn into a train collision. This is not Afghanistan. You are not the Taliban. You will not be allowed to do that. There's no line. Once you start doing this, who draws that line? Who decides, well, okay, those are all the bad guys. We've done all the bad guys now. Because who comes next and says, well, these guys were not considered bad guys, but we know so much more about them now. Therefore, they are bad guys. Who draws that line? Better to not have that line. Better to embrace all of our history, good and bad. Because history predicates the future, you idiots. You know, I thought that there would be no... We'll get into that when we get back. I'm not going to go there right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Little PSA, a lot of things are about to change as far as the Lock and Load ecosystem. A lot of things. That's going to be a good thing. Stay tuned on that one. Finding, if you find a real Nazi and you fight a real Nazi, that's a good thing. But if you're fighting a Nazi, that doesn't necessarily make you or your cause good. By the way, a Nazi is a socialist. Okay, the Nazi stood for the National Socialist Party. Okay, remember that. Because who's closest to the socialists but the Democrats? But fighting them does not make you good. And that is simply an obvious fact. The greatest Nazi killer of the 20th century was Joseph Stalin. But he also killed millions of his own people and terrorized, oppressed, and enslaved, or brutalized tens of millions more. And the fact that he killed Nazis during World War II, and that was purely out of self-preservation, not principle, doesn't dilute his evil at all. And that should settle the issue. Nazism was evil. Soviet communism was evil. It's fine to believe that Nazism was more evil than communism. That doesn't make communism good. But unfortunately, that doesn't settle the issue. Confusion on this point poisoned politics in America and abroad for generations. Part of the problem is psychological. There's a natural tendency to think that when me or you or maybe movements hate each other, it must be because they're opposites. And that overlooks the fact that many of the great conflicts and hatreds in human history are derived from what Sigmund Freud called the narcissism of minor differences. Most tribal hatreds are between very similar groups. The European wars of religion were between peoples who often shared the same language and culture, but differed on the correct way to practice the Christian faith. The Sunni-Shia split in the Muslim world is a source of great animosity between very similar people. The young communists and fascists fighting for power in the streets of 1920s Germany had far more in common with each other than they had with decent liberals or conservatives, as we understand those terms today. That's always true of violent radicals and the would-be totalitarian. Now, the second part of the problem wasn't innocent confusion, but very, very sinister propaganda. As Hitler solidified power and effectively outlawed the Communist Party of Germany, the Communist International abandoned its position that socialist and progressive groups that were disloyal to Moscow were fascist and instead encouraged communists everywhere to build popular fronts against the common enemy of Nazism. That was an alliance of convenience with social democrats and the other progressives. It was a great propaganda victory for communists around the world because they bolstered the myth that communists were just members of the left coalition in the fight against Hitler, bigotry, fascism, etc. This obscured the fact that whenever they had a chance to seize power, they did it. And often the first people they killed or jailed or exiled were their former allies. And that's what happened in Eastern Europe, Cuba, and other places where communists succeeded in taking over the government. Now, if you haven't figured this out, the seemingly ancient history is relevant today because of the depressingly idiotic argument that whether it's okay to equate Antifa, the anti-fascist left-wing radicals, with the neo-Nazi and white supremacist rabble that recently descended on Charlottesville, Virginia, being run by a leftist. Now, the president did say that there were very fine people on both sides of the protest and that the anti-fascist radicals are equally blameworthy. He borrowed from Sean Hannity the term alt-left to describe the Antifa radicals. Some people call that bogus because nobody calls themselves the alt-left, and that's too bad. One of the only nice things about the alt-right is that its leaders are honest about the fact they want nothing to do with traditional American conservatism. Like the original Nazis, they seek to replace the traditional right with the racial hogwash. But the Antifa crowd has a very similar agenda with regard to traditional American liberalism. Because they oppose free speech and celebrate violence, despise dissent, and have little use for anything else in the American political tradition. Many on the left, particularly in the media, are victims of the same kind of confusion that vexed so much of American leftism in the 20th century. Because Antifa suddenly has the alt-right enemies. They must be the good guys. But they're not. The debate is toxically stupid. What are they saying? That Antifa isn't as bad as the KKK? Where do you draw that delimiter? Where do we say, okay, well, this is my standard for good, bad, and this is my standard for good, bad? Who cares? Since when is being less bad than the Klan a major moral accomplishment? We're descending into tribal times, and now the impulse to support anyone who shares your enemies is powerful, but it is a morally stunted reflex because this is America. And you're free to denounce totalitarians wherever you find them, even if they might hate the right people. One thing that I will say about both of these groups is that none of these people are thinking freely. They're all followers. They're all looking for a reason to lash out. There are some that would get out there and say, well, these are the disenfranchised, the suffering, the huddled masses. No, they're not. This is what doesn't have any room in the United States today. There is no room for racism. I don't care who it's coming from. Al Sharpton, you're a racist, pal. You are a racist. Sean White, you are a confused racist. You're a self-loathing racist. And there's white racists, without a doubt. Certainly there are. But ask yourself one thing. If racism was so prevalent, how would Al Sharpton be pertinent today? If racism was so prevalent, how did Barack Obama get elected twice? How did 12% of the population, and I'm almost certain that all of them did not show up to vote, how did they vote in a guy twice? So, this racism moniker you keep wanting to hang around people's necks, that's sort of a big, it's a big distraction. I get it. But the part that you're missing is that I'm a free thinker, and I don't look at either one of you as a group that I would be associated with, and I don't care if you're carrying guns. I mean, I know that's my bag. That's the thing I defend first. But, I'm the ones that would be standing aside watching all of you. Because there was a lot of people in Charlottesville that weren't protesting on either side. They're just people, just normal people. They're the ones you better not mess with. So, no matter what side you're on, Antifa, if you want to call those racists, whatever you want to call them, I don't care. If they are anti-freedom, I am anti-whatever they are. So, I'm anti-Antifa, I guess. Does that make me sound like I'm somebody's aunt? No matter, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. In New York City, it's very difficult to get a permit to carry a gun, to own a gun. This is the most anti-gun city in America, and they are notorious about only issuing concealed carry permits to the wealthy or the well-connected. If you have one of those, this is something of a mark of being one of the Big Apple elite. John Farnham says that even those select few who do have permits may not be able to get them renewed. He writes, several of my students, via past political connections, actually had CCW permits issued by the NYPD. Nearly impossible to get, but they were concerned, very concerned, about keeping them. The sub-department that issues these permits has been fraught with scandal, one right after the other. Several higher-ups have been indicted for accepting bribes to issue permits. Corruption is rampant and decades old. Reacting to the criticism, the current mayor's predictable reaction has been to direct the NYPD to even further reduce the minuscule number of permits currently valid. Hence, many NYC permit holders, including several of his students, have received letters indicating that their city-issued CCW permits will not be renewed. No reason given, no wrongdoing real or imagined on the part of the disenfranchised permit holder. Their precipitous castration is completely arbitrary. And that's clearly not a good situation. That's a problem of the May issue jurisdiction. The decision on who to grace with permission to exercise their Second Amendment right becomes completely arbitrary, the very antithesis of a right. The funny thing is that had the sub-department in question not had any say in who could receive permits, there would never have been any bribes. Shall issue states don't have bribes. That doesn't happen. Because there's little reason to. Anyone who can meet objective requirements, such as a background check, can get their permit. There's no reason to offer a bribe. In most, in my state, even in crazy South Carolina, if you can buy a gun legally, you can get a permit. Further, it becomes risky for a bribed official to issue a permit to a prohibited person. After all, if it's found, questions will be asked and the heads will be called for, and the risk becomes too great. And then we get the, oh, but that'll put too many guns on the streets. That's what you'll hear some anti-gun ninny prattling on about. My response to that would be, and? Because the people following the law aren't the problem. And it's not like New York City hasn't had massive crime, including gun crime, for decades, despite some of the strictest gun laws in the nation. It's not like completely choking off the flow of legal guns in the city has really done much to make it safe now, has it? Why wouldn't you open it up? That's the question. Why not switch to a shall-issue model and undermine any potential corruption? I know it's New York City. I know. What the average official in New York City understands about the relationship between guns and violent crime rates would barely fill up a pamphlet from the Brady Bunch, which, incidentally, is probably where they learned it in the first place. And that's a shame, because I know I have listeners in New York City. Very law-abiding people, they are. Some of them want permits and qualify, would qualify anywhere else in the United... Isn't that a question to ask about? I know what the thing is. The thing that we hear is, well, they have more permissive laws, less stringent laws, looser laws, and yet we don't have the problems that you would associate where if the gun is the problem, if the gun is the part that is making the evil happen. That seems like, you know, in these areas where we have those kind of laws, like where I live, that all of us concealed carriers would be just breaking laws left and right. And then somebody would rescind this. Instead, it is spreading. Law-abiding people who have lawfully carried their weapons for years are now being told they won't be permitted to continue because of the government's, their government's, own corruption. The gatekeepers. Somebody in the gatekeepers' ranks broke the law, and the gun owners are expected to suffer. Doesn't that sound familiar to you? Here we have an op-ed coming out of the New York Times from John Feinblatt, who is the de facto head of every town. He said, when militia members and white supremacists descended on Charlottesville last Saturday with Nazi flags and racist placards, many of them also carried firearms openly, including semi-automatic weapons. They came to intimidate and terrify protesters and the police. If you read reports of the physical attacks they abetted, apparently their plan worked. They might try to rationalize their conduct as protected by the First and the Second Amendments, but let's not be fooled. Those who came to Charlottesville openly carrying firearms were neither conveying a nonviolent political message, nor engaged in self-defense, nor protecting health and home. Plain and simple, public terror is not protected under the Constitution. That has been the case throughout history. And now is the time to look to that history and prohibit open carry before the next Charlottesville. Historically, lawmakers have deemed open carry a threat to public safety. Under English common law, a group of armed protesters constituted a riot, and some American colonies prohibited public carry specifically because it caused public terror. During Reconstruction, the military governments overseeing much of the South responded to racially motivated terror, including the murder of dozens of freedmen and Republicans at the 1866 Louisiana Constitutional Convention by prohibiting public carry either generally or at political gatherings and polling places. In 1886, a Supreme Court decision, Presser v. Illinois, upheld a law forbidding groups of men to parade with arms in cities and towns unless authorized. For states, such a law was necessary to the public peace, safety, and good order. So in other words, our political forebears would not have tolerated open carry as racially motivated terrorists practiced it in Charlottesville. They did not view open carry as protected speech, and according to the framers, the First Amendment protected the right to peaceably, not violently or threateningly, assemble. The Second Amendment did not protect private paramilitary organizations or an individual menacingly carrying a loaded weapon. Open carry went against the public peace. Lawmakers were not about to let people take the law into their own hands, so they explicitly prohibited it. Today, the law in most states is silent on open carry. That's not true. It's legal. And because most states do not explicitly prohibit it, it becomes de facto legal. Well, let's talk about that real quick before I flip into this next hour. I have to have a permit to conceal a weapon. Concealing a weapon in the days that he's looking back at was considered what a criminal did. open carrying the gun was considered what everybody else did. Open carry is practiced in 44 states today. The only two shall issue states that do not have an open carry provision in them are mine, South Carolina, and Florida. The other states that do not have any open carry are shall or may issue states, which means they are de facto not going to issue anything. These guys that open carried weapons, nobody got shot. That's the part everybody misses. How come nobody feels terrorized when a police officer walks by wearing a plate carrier and a weapon, the full size rifle and a sidearm and a stun gun and all this other stuff, a taser and pepper spray? How come that doesn't strike terror in everybody's hearts? But if you don't have that stuff on, that strikes terror. Feinblatt says that rejecting open carry is not about guns. Rejecting open carry is about rejecting terror and honoring fundamental American traditions. In Charlottesville, we saw the dystopian alternative, the most un-American, racist, and extremist hatred turning our First and Second Amendment rights on their heads and trying to intimidate the rest of us into silence. And yet, it was the militia guys who actually broke up fights. Because there were militia guys there that were not on either side. They just wanted to make sure that all the rights were being upheld, and they were there to watch. These wordsmiths, they just twist everything up, I swear to God. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.